This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, our friend, my colleague, Dan Wilson from Heartfelt Care at Home. We're going to resume our conversation from the last time we had Dan here in the studio on the cycle of aging, what it all means, how to be proactive and preventative in some of these things that come up as we continue to age. Dan, welcome back to Senior Talk.
Thanks for having me back, Greg.
You know, for those who missed Dan's appearance on Senior Talk last time, you can definitely find it online in the radio podcast section, krdo.com. And likely wherever else you like to listen to your favorite podcast. So it's a good way to get caught up on the conversation we had before. So you'll know maybe what we're resuming and diving into today. You know, Dan, can you take a little bit of time, just share with our listeners kind of a little bit on what the services we provide at Heartfelt Care at Home.
Heartfelt Care at Home provides non-skilled home care. There's a distinction with medical care or care that comes into your home. There's the what's called skilled, which means the individuals who come into your home carry a license with DORA, the Department of Regulatory Agencies. Thus, they are individually skilled.
It's like medical, like a nurse or a physical therapist, something like that.
Occupational therapist, speech therapist, absolutely. And so that is a in-home skilled. When someone's released from the hospital, they go home with skilled care, which is paid through Medicare. Whereas on the other side of that, there's non-skilled care, which, despite the title being an awful title for a wonderful company and a great business,
I have goosebumps on my arm. I'm cringing here, and you know, I always said, you know, unskilled versus non-skilled, right? So it's like you're non-skilled, and I always push back a little. I say, well, you try providing bathing care to someone with dementia or Alzheimer's. Tell me that doesn't require a skill, but
absolutely. But the non-medical care, the non-skilled care side is the long-term care that Heartfelt Care at Home really brings to the table. If we still lived in multi-generational housing, it would be care that would be provided by the family that's present on site. But that's just not the society we live in.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, it's as far as that intergenerational household, right? And I am, you know, 18 years ago, I am starting to see a return to that model, which almost seems inevitable when we dive into the cost
COVID
of care and what
that.
Covered. COVID helped realize that very much as people were moving out of the senior living communities.
Needing
back
to combine
in with
resources.
Their
children.
You bet. And with that, though, you know, they say family caregivers make up 80% of all the care that's being provided out there. So if you look at it, we got away from the intergenerational household model, yet there are still a significant number of family caregivers, which is fascinating. And we've had shows that you can pull up in the archives on that and the impact of that. But
a greatly underappreciated segment of our community, people who are at home taking care of people who struggle just with simple activities of daily life, they really are, they're heroes. They do incredible work and absolutely underappreciated.
Absolutely. And you said activities of daily life. That's exactly the way to look at what this type of care is. It's day-to-day care, right? Where you have the medical side, which is typically short-term, the day-to-day care, the long-term care, if you will, which of course isn't covered by insurance and isn't covered by Medicare, that day-to-day care could be assistance with bathing or dressing or toileting, or walking so they don't fall, you know, if there's significant fall risk, or the real non-medical stuff, like you know, meal preparation,
housekeeping. Less medical, absolutely.
Yes, increasingly less medical.
Even transportation to a doctor, to an event, back and forth. There's really whatever a family member would do if we all live with five generations in a home. Those are all the things, as varied as activities come, and those stories do get entertaining.
Well, and it's highly personalized, which is certainly my favorite. Of course, I'm biased as well. What I want to do, Dan, I want to give you an opportunity to toot our horn a little bit. You know, you're out there actively intertwined in the community, working with our care partners, working with clients, families, referral partners, the medical community, if you will. You're widely familiar with a lot of our competition as well. You know, there's I think 55 licensed non-medical home care agencies here in the Colorado Springs area. You know, from what you see out there, what is it that you see that sets us apart from everyone else? The heartfelt care at home difference.
Yeah. Oh, that's strong. That's strong. Heartfelt care at home difference. Industry wide, when it comes to senior health care and the senior life cycle, it seems like there's two different sides of a fence. And companies either fall into the side that this is a business, it functions on the rules of business, and you just do what you do, which doesn't always end well for the individual who's the least powerful or requires the most care. Then there's another side, and it's a wonderful group of companies that that really do function to care about the individuals that they're taking care of. They're the purpose of they look at the person rather than the balance sheet first. Not that the balance sheet isn't vital, not that you don't keep track of how to stay in business, but it's what your true north is as a company. And there's a handful of our competitors that fit into that category with us of the first priority is to do right and do no harm. And then after that, you put the pieces together to manage a good business. But of those handful of companies that fit into that distinction, which side of that fence you're on, Heartfelt Care at Home really is the premier standard, I believe.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, wonderful company. It really is.
You know, and the reality is that's exactly why we started Heartfelt. That was the initial mission is, you know, let's do what we do and do right by people. And that includes our patients as well as our providers, our direct care team, which is often underappreciated. Yeah. You do right by people and the rest figures itself out. You mentioned, you know, kind of this focus, this hyper focus on the patient, on the client.
Yeah.
The buzzword in the healthcare industry is, you know, it's patient-centered care. It's patient-focused care, right? Or patient-centered. And I'm going, probably should have been doing that all along.
because that's what it is.
But, you know, it's personalization of services and servicing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people ask me, you know, why should I use your agency over XYZ home care agency? I say, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes, and this is any service industry, whether it's home care, home health, senior living, or even just a customer facing or a service business, hospitality, for example, the differentiator comes in the experience, and that's the experience that you deliver to your patients and the experience that they have from point A to point Z, you know, out of 55 companies, right? We're all licensed the same. Yeah. We're all bonded, insured, background checked, reference checked, drug screened. We have these requirements that we have to do.
Yeah.
All of our training requirements are the same. It's a standardized system being a licensed state here in Colorado. So we all have the same training. We all pretty much cost the same within a few dollars an hour of each other. And the reality is, it's not uncommon for a caregiver, a care worker, to work for multiple agencies at a time. Mm-hmm. So you might actually get the same caliber of agency, same training, same background, same price, and even the exact same caregiver. Say Sally is her name, right? You get Sally from agency A and agency B. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
And I always say the difference is, and the only way to differentiate is the experience. And that's not how long we've been doing this. Yeah. And I'll say, you know, 18 years, I'm patting myself on the back. But no, it's the experience that we deliver from point A to point Z when you first pick up the phone, whether we can help you or not. And that's a big focus of yours and what you've brought to Heartfelt as well, Dan, is the focus on serving the caller, whether or not they end up using us or not, and how we deliver and connect the dots.
Yeah. I spent a good period of my life in the entrepreneurial circles in Colorado. And one thing you learn after doing something for 10 years, you realize that every city is pretty small, especially the Springs. And I love how you point out that you could get the same caregiver, you could get a similar experience, but I really think the difference, the unique value proposition of Heartfelt Care at Home is not that we all meet the same minimum standards. It's not that we, even that on one side or the other of the fence, that you would say, oh, well, Heartfelt's on the good side. The real difference is when everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
When, because it does. There's human beings that are involved in this. And whenever you have people, you're going to have people that things go awful. And they're just forget the 100% service satisfaction guarantee and all those other things that deal with money. Having people who really care about the individuals that are being taken care of and have experience and know what options are available and which ones are best in which situation, that kind of world-class care is unique to Heartfelt Care.
Absolutely. Dan Wilson, Heartfelt Care at Home. We're going to take a quick break. Hi, Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Are you a caregiver or a healthcare professional looking for a company that appreciates what you do? Are you tired of working for low pay, no benefits? Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado's leading senior in-home care agency, is hiring now for compassionate, experienced caregivers to provide one-on-one care for our clients in their homes. We offer top pay, unlimited work, and industry-leading benefits. Apply online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. We have Dan Wilson in the studio this morning from Heartfelt Care at Home. We're covering a little bit about home care, but we're really going to dive into the cycle of aging here. Dan, before we jump in, take a moment, share with our listeners how they can reach out to you and the team over at Heartfelt Care at Home.
Best way is our phone number that is manned 24/7, 719-362-0094, or you can always reach us online at heartfeltcareathome.com.
Fantastic. You know, last time we had you on the show, we started to dive into and then ran out of time what we call the cycle of aging, right? And this is something you and I have focused on and spent a lot of time brainstorming and talking about over the past, I don't know, maybe year and a half, 2 years. And there really is a cycle to aging and a cycle of when our types of services are needed, but when other types of services are needed as well. And what we wanted to do is kind of highlight that cycle. It's a natural cycle of aging. And what parts of the healthcare industry are integrated during that cycle? You know, so for example, you know, I look at the cycle, we're an aging adult, we're a senior, you know, I know a lot of people don't like that word senior. You know, a lot of seniors are still working, right? They're active seniors, but we're a senior, we're an aging adult, might be in our 60s, might be in our 70s. We're independent at home, right? We're doing our thing as we always have, maybe starting to think about slowing down or needing a little bit of help with here or there. And then typically there's an event. And that event is typically going to result in a hospitalization or at a minimum a trip to the ER, right? So it could be a fall, could be a broken hip, could be a diagnosis of maybe a long-term or a chronic condition, COPD or congestive heart failure, cancer, you know, things like that. And there's that event that typically triggers something. Usually 9 out of 10 times it's going to be that hospital stay.
Yeah.
Right. So once you get to that hospital stay or ER stay, you might be admitted to the hospital. You might be sent home. The next part in that cycle typically goes from hospital to rehab.
Yeah.
And this is typically short term rehab. OK, this is following that broken hip, following that, you know, hip replacement surgery. You're now on the mend doing your physical therapies at rehab. And then at some point over the 30 to 60 to 90 days, you're likely going to get discharged back home. An important key there is it's the responsibility of that rehab facility to ensure that your discharge home is a safe discharge home, meaning there's typically more pieces of the puzzle that need put together now as you slowly ease your way back into that home environment. And usually that involves, and I'm just broadly speaking here, and then we can dive into to the rest. Usually part of that discharge back home is going to result in home health, which is medical home health, that skilled piece that you talked about, which is usually covered by Medicare or private insurance. And it's short-term medical care, usually following a hospitalization or a rehab stay.
And I think it's interesting with those individuals, when they come in, they're only allowed to come in the number of times they come in.
And that's
I talk to so many, and they're like, God, just if I could just give my time, I would. There's people they would really like to help more, and you know, aging is it's new, like living this long, and so they. but I just think it's interesting to point out that often those individuals on the skilled side, paid by Medicare, want to come in more.
You know, and
they're just only allowed to give a certain.
I think that's a great segue, and that goes with the home health, right? So when you discharge home. Oftentimes, your insurance will also dictate how long you can stay in an inpatient rehab as you are on the mend and getting better. So it's fascinating highlighting that a lot of times how much skilled care or the length of the skilled care that you receive, be it a hospital stay, a rehab stay, or a home health visits afterwards, majority of that is dictated by insurance, which is dictated by the dollar, unfortunately, which makes you wonder, okay, we talked about patient-centered care, patient-focused care. Why is there a cap? You know, why is there a standardized amount of care? And then lastly, you know, from that home health piece, a lot of times folks will start to explore the home care piece, that long-term care. Now that my physical therapy is done, now that I'm back home, 9 out of 10 times being back home following that event is going to look different. It's going to look different for the long term. And that's where the beauty of home care, like what we do here at Heartfelt Care at Home, that's where the beauty of that comes in, is because it's about as personalized as you can get, meaning you can use what you want when you want for as long as you want.
Absolutely.
As you enter your new normal, right? That's our buzz term these days, is your new normal. Your new normal being back home, home health comes into the mix.
Yeah. Which is the case whether your home is your physical structure that was your own home, or whether your home is an independent living community. Both of those are homes that home health and home care, the skilled and the non-skilled side of care coming into your home, go into both of those, both a physical home or wherever you're living.
Absolutely. And that's an important part to point out, too, in this cycle, you know, and we'll recap the cycle here. But you might be at the hospital or at a rehab following that hospital stay and realize maybe home's not the best option for me right now, or maybe it's not realistic to go back home, at which point you start looking at retirement communities, that independent living scenario, assisted living, or even a long-term skilled nursing facility.
Yeah.
And those are the things to understand. You can still get personalized care for each of those. So to recap, you know, you're aging at home. There's an event, you know, that triggers typically that hospital stay or that emergency room visit, typically a trip to rehab or something after that to get your strength back up, your mobility back up. Typically then home health and typically then home care. And people say, well, where do you interject home care? you know, at those points, and that's where I say interject home care at those points at almost every single one.
Yeah.
For example, you've got some data on it was a Harvard study that was done several years ago where they actually found, correct me if I'm wrong, that home care utilized at strategic points in your life and your day.
Life-altering.
And usually with home health in conjunction, it can prevent those hospitalizations.
Yeah. The statistics of behind the use of skilled along with non-skilled care at home, it is incredible as far as the benefit to the patient, to the client. The Harvard study is in the middle of a long-term study, 30, 40 years, but the initial findings of the first five-year study they did on combining skilled home care, which is paid for by insurance, with non-skilled home care, which is typically not paid by insurance, unless it's long-term care insurance. Those in combination, I believe the term is with judicious use of both of those, there is a 75% reduction in going back to the hospital within 30 days. Now, that 75% reduction is a much bigger deal when you recognize that one in six seniors who leave the hospital from one of those, whether it's a diagnosis or whether it's an event or whatever, one in six who leave the hospital are going to go back in 30 days.
That's
one in six.
That's fascinating.
I see three people right now. It's an incredible percentage. And the idea that that's not more commonly known seems like it's almost unjust for the seniors not to know that leaving the hospital, there is a significant risk because we all have the way that we live life. And absolutely, none of us like being told to change it. I don't.
Well, and there's the misnomer that you lose your independence when you ask for help, when the reality is this helps you preserve your independence.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like saying, I mean, the independence works more like a rubber band. When you use it earlier, it can stretch and it goes much longer. Whereas if you wait till the last minute, it's going to be the event that is controlling your decisions rather than you controlling your decisions. And it's the cliche that the sooner you make a decision, the more options you're going to have.
And you just highlighted that really the main emphasis of what we're trying to do here today is to educate our listeners on the importance of integrating personalized care, long-term care, home care, at each of these points in a preventative way, where a lot of times using us before you think you really need it, right? Integrating home care now will likely prevent a future hospitalization. Yeah. If you didn't do that first, now you're going back home, or you're in a hospital, or you're in a rehab, utilizing home care at each one of these points in the cycle that we've done will reduce the likelihood of you having to restart that cycle all over again.
Yeah.
And we see it time and time again. I'm going to wait till I really need it.
Yeah.
And then if you wait till you really need it and you're in that crisis mode, your options become even more limited. Dan Wilson, Heartfelt Care at Home. Get our phone number out there one more time for today's listener.
719-362-0094 for Heartfelt Care at Home or heartfeltcareathome.com.
Excellent. We'll take one last break. Hi, Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Are you a caregiver or a healthcare professional looking for a company that appreciates what you do? Are you tired of working for low pay, no benefits? Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado's leading senior in-home care agency, is hiring now for compassionate, experienced caregivers to provide one-on-one care for our clients in their homes. We offer top pay, unlimited work, and industry-leading benefits. Apply online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friend, my colleague, Dan Wilson with Heartfelt Care at Home in the studio here this morning. We're covering the cycle of aging, right? The cycle of care, event that will likely change all of our lives when we are in that cycle of aging. And trying to stress the importance of home care. And in our last segment, Dan, you know, you touched on long-term care costs. And that's an important thing I want to highlight right now. And it's probably one of the biggest myths that we see out there is the fact that long-term care is not covered by Medicare. It's not covered by insurance. Yeah. Long-term care is 90% of the time going to be private pay unless you have long-term care insurance, which is about 10% of seniors from the last I checked. But your long-term skilled nursing facility, if you need that extensive medical care, is not paid for by Medicare. Your senior living, your assisted living, your independent living is not covered by Medicare or insurance. Yeah. Home care is not covered by Medicare or insurance. So it's a substantial cost.
Yeah.
And the reason I highlight on that and emphasize on the fact that it's private pay majority of the time is oftentimes home care utilized when you actually need it at, say, $25, $30 an hour for a few hours here and there versus $5,000 or $6,000 per month out of pocket for assisted living on average.
Yeah.
So it's an important thing to, again, you know, look at the options now before you're in that crisis.
Absolutely. I see the non-skilled home care, what Heartfelt Care Home brings. I see that kind of like making sure you get your oil changed on time.
It's a
it
great
extends
example.
It extends the season of life you're currently in. It never ceases to amaze me. I'll talk to a senior who gladly and almost proudly admits they have a housekeeper. Yeah. They will without question talk about what they did and who they had cook their food when they go somewhere. But somehow, someone who's going to help you pick up around the house and make sure that you, even if something as silly as companionship, those things, well, those are a different category. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't have any of that. That's not something I have. I'm not to that point yet. When in fact, all of those services are equally valid to prolong the season of life you're currently in.
Again, it's not a loss of independence. It's a preservation of independence when you at least explore the options of home care. You know, Dan, we're starting to run a little low on time, which we're just going to have to keep on having this conversation. But I want to highlight quickly, you know, we've positioned ourselves at Heartfelt to be a resource above everything. Yeah. You know, whether you need home care or even an unbiased recommendation for senior living. Right? Yeah. We don't take referral fees from senior living communities that we recommend. I always say we'll tell you the good, the bad, the ugly of everything that we know and that we see out there over the
past
18
years. It's tough to be unbiased when you get paid.
Well, or if you need help, you know, navigating your long-term care insurance or VA options, VA benefits. There are phenomenal VA benefits. Yeah. But, you know, how can Heartfelt help? You know, are we just a resource?
Well, to an extent, yes. We are built as a company. We are structured to be a resource. That's a part of the structure, the internal business structure of Heartfelt Care at Home, which I'm very much a fan of. But there are there's a number of different ways that even the non-skilled home care side can be done. The range of options are from what we've talked about in here all the way to if you already have someone who's giving care and they would want to get paid. You mentioned VA, if you're on VA and there's ways to get home care. We're working on new products all the time.
Connecting the dots.
Yeah, God, and your question is open-ended, but the difficulty with this industry is I've been in it years and my entire job has been to coordinate resources for people who are in their home looking for the best option to help them in their current situation. And in that time, the best options change based on who's on staff at which company and who's running which desk at which company, as well as the companies themselves. Companies are bought out and exchanged all the time. Corporations will buy a smaller corporation. We've seen that in every line of work. But in the healthcare industry, that makes it to where unless you live in the industry, unless it's a part of what you do for a living, there's no way you could know the best option.
You're absolutely right. And I commend you and our team at Heartfelt Care at Home for being that resource, whether you end up using Heartfelt for home care or not, or whether you're just exploring different options. That's the ultimate goal, is to get you pointed in the right direction. Dan, we are out of time, unfortunately. I want you to share with our listeners one last time how they can reach you and the team at Heartfelt.
Reach Heartfelt Care at Home at 719-362-0094 or available online at heartfeltcareathome.com.
Fantastic. I'll remind listeners again, you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home at heartfeltcareathome.com. Give us a call, 719-362-0094. Dan, thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
Thank you, Greg. It was an honor.
Be sure to join us next Sunday, every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.